Hello and welcome back to the Hippie Dyslexic Homestead. Today I'm going to talk about reading out loud, dyslexia, and anxiety. So join me today to talk about what happened last week with my daughter. So as a kid, I remember we would take turns in class reading from the book. And I remember I would always try to figure out where I was going to read and practice in my head, make sure I knew all of the words, make sure I was prepared. And I didn't realize that was a part of being dyslexic or having ADHD. I thought everybody did that. And often when it was my turn, I would not even be paying attention because I was so concentrated on, okay, I have to read this paragraph and I've got to be ready for it. And when it was my turn, I would read it. But I was always had a lot of anxiety about reading out loud. And with my daughter, this is beyond true. So we were homeschooling and for her kindergarten and first grade, and then she went to school in second grade. And that's where she really realized, I guess, that she was different. And I think that's when she started to have a lot of more anxiety about being in groups. And then throughout the years, she had been made fun of for reading because she's not a good reader, right? Dyslexics struggle with reading. And this one particular time, she was actually in chorus and a bunch of kids made fun of her for not being able to read well. And that just really broke her spirit. She actually stopped going to choir and she gave up everything that had to do with that because it just broke her spirit. And kids can be really mean. Well, she decided to sign up for Shakespeare. And we went to the very first meeting. We thought, okay, the very first meeting, we're going to get everything, understand what's going to happen, and then she could practice her lines. When she did her audition, she did great. She had her lines memorized, so she did very well. And she has a part, and I think she has like 9 lines. Well, we realized they gave that book out and that she was going to have to read her part when it came to her. And when she realized that, she just broke out in tears and she just cried. And it was so heartbreaking to see that. And we walked out of the room and we walked into the hallway and we had, you know, a discussion about how brave she is and she, you know, how she could do this. And I knew she could do it and I would help her. I was going to be right there along with her and I would help her. I'd help her with the words. But it was just such a shock that she hasn't seen the script. She doesn't know what she needed to say or memorize. And now she's going to have to read out loud to a group of people, a group of peers her age. Most of them she did not know. And that was so overwhelming for her. Her anxiety went through the roof and she just cried. It was so heartbreaking. And she said, I don't want to do this anymore. I just want to go home. And I said, no, you're strong and you're brave and you got this. And I believe in you. And we're going to go back in there. We're going to practice your part. We're going to read your lines. Make sure you know them. I highlighted them so that way she knew where she needed to read. And you're going to show them that you can do this. So that's what we did. We went back into the classroom and she went over the words. And there were some words that were very difficult, even for me. So uninhabitable and I can't remember the other one, but it was multi-syllable words. So those were really big, hard words. And, you know, I understand that she had some anxiety. And so I also gave her some essential oils. So there's this one blend, it's called Adaptive from doTERRA, and it works amazingly. And so I rubbed it on her and on her temples, on her chest and behind her ears and on her hands so she could smell it. And then I gave her the capsules, the Adaptive capsules, and it really helps with anxiety and sadness and things like that. And unfortunately, the capsules did not start working until after she said her part. But the essential oil blend itself did help a little bit. And so she was able to stop crying and, you know, take some deep breaths, and we practiced, and she got up and she said her part, all the lines. And even though she had tears in her eyes because she was so nervous, she did so well. And I'm so proud of her for being so brave and for doing it, because, wow, that's really hard for a lot of kids. And she's had a lot of trauma from, you know, reading out loud in the past and kids making fun of her. And that's really hard to do for an adult, let alone a child or teenager, particularly because teenagers, they're so trying to impress everybody. And I'm just so, so proud of her. And what we've learned is, you know, she said, Mom, for now on, right before we go to the practice, 20 minutes before, I want to take the adaptive capsule and I want to put the essential oil on me, so that way I'm prepared to not have an anxiety attack and to deal with it. The other thing that we're doing is we're practicing and having her memorize her lines before the next practice, which is in a month. Mm-hmm. So that gives her a month to really practice and make sure she knows the words and make sure that she's comfortable. And that's what we're going to have to do. We have to help our dyslexic students and ourselves be brave. You know, it's hard, but we can do it with some positive affirmation, taking big steps and pushing through those fears. I'm not going to say that it's easy, but she did it. And I'm just so, so proud of her. Big mama proud moment whenever your kids go against their fears and right. And they push through that wall and they say, okay, I'm going to do it. And, just continue to give your kids positive affirmations. If they can read the information before they have to read out loud, that's great. If they're in a school, maybe ask the teacher, hey, try not to call them out if they've never seen the text before or if they haven't had time to practice those words. And just always, you know, pushing our kids to be the best them. So that way, anytime things come up in life that's almost too hard to do, they're able to find that bravery. They're able to find that solitude and say, okay, I can do this. I'm going to do it. And it may be scary, but I can push through it. So just wanted to share that experience and hope to give you a little bit of tips about reading out loud. And I will also link the adaptive system down in my show notes. And as always, thank you so much for your support and for listening. I greatly appreciate it. Have a good day.